and this is the sound of a washing machine which has been in use continuously since 1939. Mother, how did you come to get it?
A man called round wanting to demonstrate it, and I said at the time, oh, I don't need a washing machine. But he was very persuasive, and he said, well, persuaded me to just let him leave it and try it. I could try it, you see. And so that really convinced me, and I decided perhaps we would like a washing machine.
How had you been washing clothes before that?
Oh, I suppose in the sink and the tub, and I had a help who did it for me. But this was not only a help to me personally, but to her as well, so we were both very pleased.
Has it given any trouble, mechanical trouble, in its life?
No, I don't think so, except unfortunately now the ring is completely worn out and can't be replaced because it's obsolete.
Yes, we forgot to mention that on top is a ringer, or mangle, if you like, which has got rubber rollers, and you could put massive blankets through this. I remember them being squeezed out and the water all coming oozing down back into the tub again. I suppose it is an advance on possing and so on, but why are you changing it?
Well, there really isn't room for it here, unfortunately, and now that all my family are gone, married, I don't need such a big washer.
And how long, what's its history? How long has it been washing clothes for?
Oh, since 1939, although during the war I couldn't use it, but my brother had it in his house and his housekeeper used it. And then after the war I was delighted to have it back again. And it was used every week with great regularity and great pleasure.
It's still being used today.
Yes.
And this is its final wash before we take it across to Leeds to the museum. This is an HMV washing machine, made in 1939. It's actually HMV Household Appliances, a division of the Gramophone Company Limited, Oxford Street, London. The machine's made rather like a tank, or like a car. At the bottom, there's a gearbox, which has got a sump full of oil. I know that because I once tipped it up to put a new flex on, and all the oil ran out, with a little hole at the top where you fill it up. And a large clutch, which works like this, and disconnects the paddle in the middle from going backwards and forwards. Leaves the motor running, then you engage the clutch again, and away it goes. You have, of course, to do everything else yourself. You have to fill it up with the right temperature of water, and it must take about 10 gallons of water, I should think, and then you have to empty it, but you can empty it by a pipe from the bottom, which you hook over the sink, and there's a pump, which we'll demonstrate in a moment. On the top, there's a ringer, or mangle, with two rubber rollers pressed together by wooden blocks.
Swing to any position across the top.
That's right, you can rotate it, so you can swing it so it's either above the machine or off to one side over your handy sink. It's got a pressure control on top and a couple of bars, but mind you, mangle technology had been developed quite extensively before this washing machine was made. This machine comes in the gap between the hand posser and the all-automatic machine. Actually, it doesn't come quite in that gap. There was the hand posser. Then there was a machine rather like this, but without an electric motor, where you twiddled a handle on the top, backwards and forwards, which did the same thing as this is doing, only much more laboriously. And following this, there was the twin tub, and then the automatic washing machine. Actually, my mother still does have a posser, because after the things have been in the washing machine, they're put into the sink and possed. And now the final operation is to pump out the water. And the lever for this is somewhere about 6 inches off the floor, around the back. So operate it. Thank you. takes quite a long time to empty all the water in this machine.